It is the Riot Podcast, February 15th. It's my dad's birthday. So if you see him, wish him happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Obi's dad. And it's your after Valentine's podcast.
Yeah, so much Valentine's talk in this. Like, just
did our Riot food fight make it in for today?
It did.
It did, okay.
It is probably one of the
most lackluster.
Just, it's very laid back. It's very,
well, we were supposed to do it in yesterday's show for Valentine's, but we totally forgot. We talked about it, but we never actually did the taste test.
Didn't
so
do it.
The Riot Food Fight will be included, and that's cherry M&Ms.
Funny thing was, is that we remembered it after the show.
Yeah, completely after.
And just, you know, I mean, the bag was sitting right there, but we just, you know, talking about it, no.
It was just too much to be able to do it.
Yeah.
So again, that's featured in this podcast.
All right, so you'll find that. Ben Affleck doesn't want to be Batman. Burger King wants to buy Popeyes. Nikki should go to space for her birthday. And probably the thing I'm most proud of in today's podcast is Nikki and I do a focus group on the air and come up with the perfect name for the perfect fast food item.
You're going to love it.
I'm telling you right now. When I hear it, I listen back to it, it's like, why aren't these guys?
I know.
They should be in a think tank somewhere. That's how smart they are.
And I think we have to do it together. I feel
not alone.
Separately, I don't think we could come up with some of the stuff that we do. So, I don't know. Listen to it and let us know what you think of that option. You can always join us at Radio U Riot Facebook or, of course, riot@radiou.com. Anytime you want to email us, feel free to.
All right. You guys have a great post-Valentine's Day post. I'm thinking about going to get some, like a
post-show
snack.
Show breakfast.
I was thinking about, you know, White Castle, which I know not everyone has one near them, but we do, and they do
their waffle sandwich breakfast.
All day.
Yeah.
All day, Nikki.
I know.
The whole day.
I know.
I could go get that right now. The whole day.
I know you could. He doesn't like their hamburgers.
Oh, no, I hate them. It's the worst ever.
But the breakfast stuff is good.
Come on. Let's see what you got there in the breakfast basket. Huh? It's the Riot.
We were so concerned that your day wouldn't have any Nikki in it that we went to the enormous cost and great effort to assemble this Worst of the Riot moment.
Oh my gosh, I love this. I was reading a friend's status update. Here's what it says. I awoke to chunky watermelon surprise.
So gross. And you're like, is that a sorbet? It's not.
Here's what I thought. I was like, you know, even like Twitter, Facebook, nobody presents messages chronologically anymore. So I thought that perhaps Chunky Watermelon Surprise was like, he loves watermelon. And like, maybe his wife had made him like a surprise. Like, hey, honey, look.
Like you woke up on Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Chunky Watermelon Surprise.
Nope.
That's not what it was. Apparently someone was throwing up. And he said that he could tell exactly what they had eaten just before bed.
So not what I want to hear. So in the day. So, doesn't matter what time of the day is. I don't want to hear that.
Well, I love throw up stories because I'm sick. You're sick. So Nikki, tell me your throw up story. You're saying, like, have you ever been throwing up like in your sleep? Because this
you
person
wake up to it.
Woke up throwing up.
Yeah, the one that I remember the most is there's this thing. It's like a 7-layer dip sort of thing.
Even I know that Nikki can't eat 7-layer dip.
I can't eat it. I can never, ever eat it. I get nervous around it at like parties. I don't like it because I was at my grandmother's house when I was really young and I had that and I probably had too many sugar cookies. And I had some sort of like flu or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember
sugar cookies and 7-layer dip.
It was a wicked combination.
Just, put that down in the ninja.
That's why it's like I remember that feeling and the after effects of it. But I remember waking up almost like a possessed sort of thing where you wake up and my head wasn't spinning, but it was just I threw up everywhere in the bed.
Yeah.
And then I threw up on the way to the bathroom. The whole hallway. And my mom, like, I think that's just the best, not for like them, but like for you, like your mom loves you enough to clean up after you. Because it was so bad. Like, you should probably change the carpet bad.
Well,
your mom just has to do that.
I don't think about this. I don't think it's that your mom loves you so much that she has to clean up after you.
And she
I think
lives
it's,
with you. Yes, she has to clean that up.
The very carpet that you're throwing up all over is the carpet that she's going to have to walk on the next day.
That was the main walkway, you know, carpet to go downstairs. And I was so sick that time. So, yeah, that's the only time I remember, like, waking up. Otherwise, you know, just the normal stuff.
I'm not saying your mom doesn't love you. I know she does. But there's also self-preservation involved in a situation like that. Like, well, we have to do this.
I just remember waking up going, I think I'm sick. I think I don't feel good. And now we, again, can't have ever a 7-layer dip. Mm-hmm. Any layers. I don't even like, what's the trifles or whatever? I get nervous around layers. And then the sugar cookie stuff.
See, I wasn't a big vomiter. My stepbrother, on the other hand, like every other night, just always throwing up. It was like this constant stream of throwing up.
You're like, are you doing this for attention? What are you doing?
No, but he was a night thrower upper. It was just like, we'd be asleep and then there we go again. Hey, wake me when it's over.
As long as it's not on me, it's
just
fine.
That's exactly right. Don't get it on me. But no, I only remember throwing up at night one time, and I remember waking up, and I can still remember the imagery of waking up and doing like almost like a push up, and then like taking. My big concern was that my stuffed animal would get hurt, so I remember flinging it as far as I could,
and then throwing
up all over my bed.
But then you have that panic.
Watermelon surprise.
You have that panic where you're like, just keep it on the bed. Like, don't throw up anywhere. Like the one time I was going to throw up in the car, and I was debating whether to empty my purse out, like just to throw up in my purse or what.
That was the fair.
Yes, it was the fair, but I was driving your mom's car.
So
I didn't want to throw up in her
car. You'd be back to throwing up on something of your mom's. Like, hey, mom, could you come out and clean the car? I threw up all over the carpet. She's like, again? I thought I was done with this.
Oh, just memories, you know?
Stop throwing up on mom's carpet, okay?
I very rarely throw up, but those are the ones that just come to memory with it.
They get you. I want you guys to know the stuffed animal's alive and well and may still be near me. Not right now, but, you know, at home when no one's looking.
You still have it somewhere.
Could be.
That's great. You just stick him in a box?
No.
Just tease him.
He's sitting out in a chair.
Oh, okay. That's
He's
fine.
Got a place. He's probably playing my Xbox right now.
When the riot says it's not you, it's them, it actually is them. No, seriously, they are the problem.
People like them have problems. It's a social fact.
It's the riot on Radio U.
It was a long shot, Nikki.
But I was surprised a lot of you guys knew the answer.
Good peoples. Question of the morning. In other countries, KFC is putting out a pizza. And I just want to know, what's the name of that pizza?
It's been out in a few places for a while. Jason's got your answer.
What do you got for me, Jason?
It's a cheesa, and I can't wait to try it.
I know. Doesn't it sound good?
It's still not coming to the United States yet.
But I
bet it does.
We could go visit it, or I'm sure one day, yes, it'll be here.
All right. Jason, thanks for calling, man.
Have a good day.
Thanks. You too.
Bye.
So if you don't get it, it's basically chicken for a crust, and then it has pizza on top. So instead of bread, it's chicken. Fried chicken. Breaded fried chicken. Mmm. Shut up.
It'd be like a chicken parmesan, kind of?
Kind of
like that?
I think that's fair. But, you know, with some pepperonis.
Something different, I guess.
My mouth is watering. I would like that.
From the chicken or the pizza part?
I think it's both.
I just want the chicken, not the pizza.
I think it was when you said chicken parmesan that I was like,
I could eat that.
I'll have one of those.
That sounds yummy.
It does sound really good.
Doesn't it also just sound too basic? Like they need to manipulate it with something else in order to make it be at a fast food place?
No. I feel good about it. Like, though, I will tell you that there's part of me that when you do say chicken parmesan, then it's like, oh, it's just chicken parmesan.
Well, like they'd make it chicken parmesan poppers or something where it's just slightly different. But what it is, the heart of it's what's fine, but something would change.
I don't know why that's so funny to me, but like,
that's what they would do.
It's got to be a popper.
Let's make it a popper.
Now, Bob, you can't just put chicken parmesan out there. You got to have a spin.
It's not going to sell.
Chicken fried parmesan.
Yes.
Something like that, you know?
Perfect. Someone will come with that.
Chicken parmi mini.
Yes!
The parmini. That's what we'll call it. They're parminis. Right?
Why are we not in another field of work? If you put us in a room, we could come up with all these great ideas.
Okay, but here's the thing. I think the key to our success is...
It's because we're... Because we're on air?
We would have to go into a room to make fun of what they're doing.
Yeah.
Because if you and I went in there and we're like, all right, let's be serious and let's think of what's something we can call these chicken parmesans, we'd never have an idea.
You never would have come up with a parmini.
But as soon as we started being like, oh, we're executives in a boardroom, let's come up with a dumb name like the parmini. It's perfect!
And it comes with a little dipping sauce. Yes!
Absolutely.
Oh, it's just great.
Crap. All right. Like, we really, that's what we should do. Like, our whole new gig now, that's our whole gig, is that we go to corporate events and we entertain, but we're making fun of the people we're entertaining and at the same time completely revitalizing their businesses, like, with our shockingly great ideas.
Couldn't you imagine going to Olive Garden and on their appetizer menu, a parmini?
Absolutely.
You could totally do that.
Oh, man, they've pre-sold the first night. They're completely out.
Well, it's just, you know, it's just hard. You know, we have a talent for one thing that we love to do, and I feel like we have an untapped talent in another market that we're not actually making money from.
Most assuredly.
But there's something there.
Most assuredly. And can we, like, I need somebody to help me get to KFC to get that chicken.
The
Georgia Gold. Listen, why have I still not eaten it?
I don't know what's wrong with you.
I'm a terrible person. And this is only one of the reasons. Just
in this case, maybe you are.
Yeah. No, and I can accept it.
You are.
You're the chicken guy.
Come on.
I know. I'm the chicken man.
It's The Riot with Obadiah.
I'm the professor.
It's The Riot with Nikki.
I bet she's probably a highly intelligent female bodybuilder.
It's The Riot on Radio U.
You know what you need, Nikki? You need some new pinball tables on your phone.
That would be you. You like
that's
those.
That's what you need. Wouldn't you like that? Then no. You could sit in here and play
and play pinball?
Pinball on your phone for a while?
No, and I know you like new boards with them. Which one are out? Or?
Well, you know what I'm looking at? It's not for my phone, but Aliens versus Pinball. That's on sale on Xbox Live Gold today. And, you know, the thing is that just the Aliens table, I'm interested in that, but... Aliens versus Predator? Nobody wants that. They're bundling it because that's the only way they're ever going to sell it is if they bundle it.
It has to come with it.
That, it's not just trash. It's hot trash. Like on a day where it's been out rotting for a really long time and they're like, yeah, just go out there and, you know, frolic in it. All those parminis that never sold, they're just out there rotting in the sun. Just go play in that. That's what Aliens versus Predator is. Nobody wants it.
Are you going to get any boards for the pinball stuff?
Arguably, nobody wants pinball at all, but I kind of do.
I was going to let that go, and if you like it, remember, we are here to support you.
What's weird is I don't play pinball. Like, if we went somewhere and they had a pinball machine, I wouldn't play it.
But you love it somehow on your phone.
Why is that? Something's wrong.
I don't know.
Something's wrong. But I can totally sit around and play fake pinball on my phone.
Yeah, but on your Xbox, would you?
I don't know. Would I? That's a great question, Nikki. Would I spend $5 to find out? Maybe I shouldn't. You know, maybe I should just hold
back.
Well,
you just enjoy the ones you have on your phone.
Just stop there?
Yeah.
It has been a while since I've played something on my phone.
Sure.
So maybe
see if there's a new board that you want on your phone.
Yeah, but this would be on the TV. It would be bigger.
Okay, I give up.
Yeah, all right. Well, you know what? I appreciate you giving up on me so quickly.
It actually didn't take too long, did it?
It really didn't, and that's great.
Oh, I thought it would last long. No, if if you want to try it, my only fear is so you used to have an iPad,
yep,
and you bought a lot of boards for your pinball app then?
Yes, but they transferred.
Oh, they did?
They did.
Because I remember when you got your Android tablet.
No. Okay, on my iPad, that was not the problem. It was on my old phone, which is an Android.
Oh, gotcha.
I had bought a bunch of tables that they said would not transfer, and they got that fixed on the back end. So now I have all those tables that I bought. And if you're like, how many did you buy? It was Christmas Eve. I was flying out, and they had a sale. Tables that are normally $3 to $5, they were all
pinball
$1.
Tables, pinball like tables. Virtual ones.
Yeah, listen to me talking about it. Like,
you need to get more details
so
on what
these,
it actually is.
Each one of these levels or whatever, they went on sale for $1. And so I think I bought 6 or 7 of them. Because my logic was, I'm going to be on this plane. What will I do? I brought a bag full of movies to watch, games to play, and books to read. But I should really buy this for my phone right now.
But I need more.
Yeah, so it's a sickness. It's diagnosable. I don't have an actual diagnosis, but I could totally get one.
Your morning, but without yelling, laughing, or music.
Don't deprive me of that.
We wouldn't dream of it. It's The Riot on Radio U.
yes. You're like, oh, wasn't this a Valentine's item yesterday? Yes, we forgot to eat
today,
them.
Today, it's clearance candy food fight.
That's what we're doing. It's the M&M's cherry edition.
All right. Here you go, Nikki. Big bag coming your way.
Thank you so much. Still disappointed. This is just regular M&M's. Like
they, well, you know
well,
what?
Well, no, those are a little bigger.
They're all red, aren't they?
Different, yeah. There's
like two different shades of red. This is like a blood red.
Are you sure we haven't had these before?
I know we haven't.
You have not?
But these, this is the shape of the ones that they do, like if when they add flavors. Like mint ones look like this.
Yeah, so they're a little bit thicker than a normal small milk chocolate M&M. So these are cherry milk chocolate M&M's.
Not really a strong smell.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. There's the cherry. Found it.
Yeah. You get a flavor with it. I couldn't imagine eating a lot of these, no. Which is good because the nutritional stuff, we read those earlier.
You need the peanuts to break them up, Nikki.
Yeah, you need something. I guess that's cherry flavoring. It is.
Oh, I don't like it.
I don't think any of us would. I just had this feeling.
I don't hate it,
but you
I don't
just couldn't
like
have
it.
Enough to make it worth it. Like, I'm not really a person who would just go and have like two M&Ms.
I want quantity.
Quantity over quality?
No. I want quantity and quality, and this does not inspire either.
It's missing a part of the equation to make it fit both of those.
Oh, it's not good. No.
It's not the worst, but here. It's you can a have weird. It back.
No, don't. I don't want them.
I'm going to throw these at you and the bag's open and we're going to have cherry M&M's everywhere.
Go ahead. And you know, then I'm going to walk around and I'm going to grind the chocolate into the carpet. Anybody says anything, I'll be like, Nikki threw these everywhere and I tried to get out, but I couldn't.
Pick it up, but...
It's not my fault.
All right. So the cherry M&M's.
Boy, you know, all that buildup, we spent how much time Monday and yesterday,
yesterday
talking
Valentine's
about
Day.
These M&M's and now our... 2 minutes later, we're like, yeah, these suck. Next.
Something is wrong when we don't want more of something. Like, for M&M's, we should just be... It's like, take the bag away from me, will you?
When I don't even have to engage my self-control when I'm around the M&M's.
Then I know it's not a flavor that's hit a home run with me, but if you like cherry stuff, you might like it more than we would.
We could put those out in a bowl in the studio,
and
it'd be
no
fine.
One would even eat them.
No
you
one.
You could put a goldfish in it, and it wouldn't even die. You understand, guys?
Yeah, I'm not interested. That's too bad. I'll tell you what, though. After the show, if you want to go get a bag of peanut M&M's,
I'm on the right.
You know?
Yes.
I'll tell you what. We'll each get our own bag. We'll put our feet up.
And we'll put this in the break room if anybody wants it.
Oh.
For the cherry M&M's.
No, thank you.
In order to build muscle, you need protein. Protein is in eggs. Eggs are in cupcakes. You need cupcakes. It's the Riot.
So I saw a friend of mine the other day whose dad had recently died. And you know what I thought when I saw him? He's doing fine. He's fine. Look at him. He's fine. He's laughing. He's having a good time. There's nothing wrong at all. Because see, I could only see on the outside what was going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, he seemed quote unquote fine, but you know, that was just on the surface.
And sometimes when something happens like that on the surface, on the outside, you might feel fine sometimes too.
Sure.
But then inside, when you really start to slow down and look at it, you might not be fine.
Yeah. And I just want you to know that let's take two things here. One, you're probably surrounded by people that seem fine, that have stuff going on that you don't know anything about, which is a great reason that we could all cut each other a little bit more slack. That's one. And two, here's what I want you to know. That while your friend Obadiah looked at you and said, you're fine, I want you to know that God sees you on the inside and knows that even when nobody else seems to understand that not everything is okay, he knows that not everything is okay. God can see past who we are on the outside, and I'm really grateful for that because sometimes I'm a jerk, sometimes I'm a this, sometimes I'm a that. I got this whole thing going on the outside, but God sees past all that to where I am. He knows where we're hurting. He knows what's going on. He knows us, and here's the best part about it. Jesus knows exactly where we are, and he loves us anyway. So look, the things that are bothering you, the things that are going on, the things that you can't talk to anybody else about, you wish someone would just notice, right now God sees past the outside and sees where you are on the inside. He loves you. He wants to help you. I don't know if you have a relationship with God or not. Today you could just start by talking to him. And you know what? If you want to take it even farther and you're ready to say, man, Jesus, I need some more. You can say, Jesus, I want you in my life. Thanks for seeing me on the inside. I really could use your help. Please come in and heal me and help me. And man, God will do that. He wants to do that. And you know what? You're not fooling him. He knows exactly what's going on.
The Riot with Obadiah.
I'm a grown man going to a comic book movie at midnight.
The Riot with Nikki.
It's your favorite friend. She's coming.
The Riot on Radio U.
Nikki's going to space.
Yes.
It's her birthday on Sunday, and we've all pitched in.
That's my gift. I'm so excited.
We're putting her on the Russian space station thing.
No, I never want to go to space. Never, ever, 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 ever. It makes me very uncomfortable.
You haven't even, how do you know? You haven't
the
even been there.
The thought of being, I don't get claustrophobic, but I feel like if I was stuck up there and something happened.
Oh, I think someone's stuck up.
Something happened and was like, sure, all right, Nikki, we're going to get you down. We'll see you in 2 days. Just the thought of it not being like immediately fixable.
Yeah,
because no one's there. No one's around.
Well, what do you think is going to happen? Skateboarding accident?
I don't know what could happen.
There's no... you only have up there what you take with you. It's like the Dagobah cave.
Well, what if I get a cold?
You're not going to get a cold because you didn't bring any cold with you.
Yes, I could have.
No, you can't. That's not the way it works.
I don't think about it. It's not going to be fun. You're stuck up there.
You're not stuck. If you jump out, you're coming right down.
Okay, yeah, that's true. And I guess I'd get down faster.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. How fast do you need to get down?
I do not want to go to space.
Why
that's
not?
For someone else.
Come on.
What are you doing? I don't want to do it.
I want you to go.
I'm not going to space ever.
I want you to. It's going to be awesome. And you know what? You're going to get so many more hits on your YouTube channel when you're in space now.
No, I'm not going to space.
Why are you being so difficult?
Yeah, this is difficult. You can't force me. So, no, I'm not going to space.
Nikki, what if we all need you to go to space?
I'm not like insert quote from like Armageddon here. I'm not going to be the world's greatest.
Deep core driller?
I'm not going to be.
That's my father up there! Don't you want to? Do you want to be on the ground?
I want to be on the ground
screaming
here.
Screaming for Bruce Willis? Or do you want to be up there making it happen?
I want to be down here making sure everything's working fine with whoever had to go up.
I don't know, Nikki. Like, I think you should go. I do. I'm excited about it. I'm going to give you your birthday present now, just in case, you know.
I have to go when it doesn't work out.
Yeah, but I'm like, it's going to be really, it's
going to
be great.
What news do you have of going up into space?
Well, Russia has basically announced their new space tourism scheduling, and it's starting in 2019. The Cosmo Curse. Oh, they got to change that.
A Cosmo Curse? It sounds like a drink.
They got to change that name. I got the Cosmo Curse.
It's a sickness, yeah.
Yeah. It's basically like their version of the
space camp
version stuff where you can go fly into space. And they say they'll take you into an orbit that's as high as Yuri Gagarin was in.
Like the vomit comet sort of thing. Like you get to go up, but then you come right back down.
Well, I mean, you're going to be, I don't know how long you're going to be up, but 250,000.
For the trip?
Yeah.
I could do a lot of other things with that money.
You're going to be launched from a Russian Cosmodrome. Let's see how many hands thought about destiny right there. I know, me too. The Cosmodrome, absolutely. Space flights will be conducted at an altitude of Yuri Gagarin's flight. So, you know, I mean, we've been higher, but this will still be pretty high.
As they're trying to sell it to me, I look up Yuri Gagarin to try to just learn because I didn't focus a lot on the space stuff during school.
First man in space.
I just don't know the height or the...
Well, I mean, I don't either. So, candidate will be allowed to fly into space after all procedures related to the payment. So, they want your money.
They want your money first.
3-day training and medical examinations. And 6 people at a time will be able to stay in space for about 15 minutes. So, and about 6... You'll be weightless for about 6 minutes.
15 minutes too long.
Oh, Nikki. You, like... Happy birthday, I guess. I hope this is...
I don't want your $250,000. Got it?
I didn't ask him when I signed up.
You go do it if you want it so much. You do it.
It's in your name. The TSA is not going to just let me show up.
Use my ticket?
It's non-transferable.
Why'd you buy it?
I should have bought the insurance.
The Riot used to be 3 people.
Please tell me we're not discussing video games again.
The other guy didn't make it. It's The Riot.
I've seen this concept popping up in a couple places. It's kind of fascinating. You know who Elon Musk is, right?
Yeah.
All right. So he's the guy, the Tesla guy. He's a billionaire, et cetera, et cetera. He and a few other people have been talking a lot about something called BASIC. And here's the idea.
Like being basic or no? Do they have a different meaning to it?
Oh, I could so go for
Starbucks.
A flat white right now. Oh my gosh. I used to not even know.
I think his version is different.
It is different. Here's the idea that basically everyone, regardless of what they do, how they live, whatever, everyone would receive a universal basic income. So basically, everyone, I'm just spitballing here,
sure. But
no matter what, you wouldn't have to work. You would receive, let's say, $15,000 a year from the government,
yeah,
or however much, and everyone would get that.
Wasn't
everyone.
That being practiced or thought of or started in like Sweden or something like that, or some country where they were talking about how the fact of like they give so much money towards different programs where it would be perhaps better to just give everybody a blanket amount.
Like here, everybody just take this, do whatever with
yeah.
it, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know. Like, it's an interesting idea. I'm not interested in it, but part of it comes down to, again, this idea that work would become a privilege and not everyone would even want to work. So if you didn't want to work...
I think we already have too much of that problem now.
But what if we just all accepted it?
And just thought that that's how it was.
Yeah. You know what's funny is for all the complaining I do about work, I would not be interested in that. Like, I want something to do.
Yeah.
And yes, I
you
know.
You are not the majority in that, though.
I'm game for, like, video games for a little while, but, you know, eventually I got a whatever. And you think, well, you would travel. But see, that would be the interesting thing. You'd get trapped to a certain extent. You wouldn't have the money to live however you wanted.
Yeah.
You would have enough money to basically survive and maybe do one
so
or two things.
So how much is it?
No. There isn't an amount set.
Oh, okay.
That, I was just
spitballing. Because I don't think they would give you, like, not everybody would be given an amount that you really could live on.
Well, you could live.
But not.
But maybe not thrive. But you know what? If you want to know the truth, I can think of several people in my life right now. They wouldn't care at all.
Yeah.
Like, they'd be completely happy if they could just spend most of the day at home playing Xbox or whatever.
I think it'd be, at least in our country, too big of a scale to start with. They would have to try that in different places to see
how. Pare it down.
Yeah, because, I mean, you have so many discrepancies between, like, one city, you could maybe get one amount and live comfortably on it. But then if you go to the next city over, you couldn't have anything with that amount. But yet you couldn't be offering some people higher amounts of money than lower based on where they were at.
Like standard or like standards of living,
yeah,
pay scale kind of stuff.
So varied from place to place. It just, you couldn't say everybody would get this amount because that might not be fair based on where you're living at and what that could provide for you.
I don't know. Well, Elon Musk thinks it's a good idea. In fact, he says it's going to become necessary because we're going to get to a place that between artificial intelligence and mechanized whatever, robots basically.
The job system won't be the same.
There won't be enough work. And so work will become something that some people will do, but a lot of people will just live off the land. I don't know where this money comes from, but somewhere.
That's an interesting approach.
Right.
Don't know about that.
No, I want something to do. Like I want a sabbatical, like a paid sabbatical, and I also want, I would like to see my salary increase somewhere between 600 and 1,000%, but
outside of that,
I still want to continue to work.
Yes, because you enjoy doing something.
But then they can keep the rest of it. So I'm going to work 4 hours a day for about 1,000% more. Yeah, that's great. Hey, Elon Musk, can you come over here and make our dreams come true?
We might need to use some of your money first.
And I'll need a Tesla.
Want to shove the riot in your pocket and make them talk on demand?
Blah, blah, blah.
The Worst of the Riot is now a daily podcast.
Now let's get this on the internet immediately.
Download it now or listen through the Radio U app.
Sitting here watching a Japanese commercial for the Nintendo Switch. Makes perfect sense, right?
Why not?
It's what I do with my time. What are you doing with yours? It's so good. What makes you so much better than me? Nikki, I think I kind of want one of these things.
You're going back and forth.
I really am. Oscillating.
He has one pre-ordered, but yet, seriously, depends on the day you ask him. if you're going to cancel your pre-order or keep your pre-order.
Well, okay, here's the thing about the Switch is that I keep having these fantasies where, which, that's a weird way to say it, right? Did you have to say it that way?
Well, I know what you're meaning with it, and it's not the one way, so it's like...
You're sick.
Well, way to go. Now you just ruined the whole thing.
I keep having these thoughts and dreaming up scenarios in which I have the free time and I'm sitting in public somewhere.
And you're with your group of friends.
And I pull out this Switch and it's socially acceptable for you to sit there and play it.
I don't see it quite being like a commercial.
So, okay, like for example, this is how dumb I am. I was thinking about like... Coming up in March, I got this thing where like I'll go run camera and I've got to work. But then it occurred to me like you can't play it then. You're going to have to run the camera. That's what you're there for. Oh, right. Well, what about the downtime in between? No, people will talk to you. And so you'll have to talk back to them. So if you pulled out your Switch, you'd either get frustrated because they keep interrupting you or people would just be like, why doesn't he ever want to talk to people? He's such a jerk.
That could be an actual yes thing.
No, I'm not making that up. That's real.
No, that would be happening.
That's real. I had a PlayStation Vita for a while, and again, I had these fantasies about going all these different places, and I was going to play this Vita, and every time I took it somewhere, it was like, oh, well, I'm really glad I carried this thing around, because I'm never playing it. It's never going to happen. So the opportunity here is to spend about $300 on an item that...
You're not going to use as much?
Well, but this one plugs into your TV. My Vita didn't plug into the TV.
Okay, whatever. You're just making ways to make it okay.
And the thing is, right now, I've got, there's my DVR.
Yeah.
Then my Xbox One and my PlayStation 4.
Your Roku.
And my Roku plus my smart TV. It really sounds like I need
Steam
one.
Thing too?
Yeah, oh, that's right. I got the Steam Link plugged in.
Your Nintendo or your NES Classic thing, don't you still have that? Or?
Well, it's not plugged in right now.
Okay, but it's there.
And then the Wii U. And so then it really feels like what I really need is one more thing.
You're missing something else.
Nikki, if I just had one more thing, I'd finally be complete.
I'd be happy.
Yeah, and then think about this, all right? Like, how exciting is this? I'm here at work. And I'm supposed to be working and like doing stuff, but I'm actually at my desk just playing with this. Isn't it? That's perfect.
Seems great. You're really selling it.
And then everybody's going to be like, man, that's great, Obadiah. We're so glad that I'm going to buy one so I can sit at my desk and play too. I mean, like, do you?
Maybe. I still think you need to.
Could you get some vision, please?
Could
you
stay focused? I know what's going to happen. That's why I'm telling you no.
What, you mean I'm not going to get one? Or
no, you're going to get one, and then the next day you're not going to want it anymore, but because you already got it and you have possession of it, it's too much of a hassle to send it back.
I did have a friend of mine who said that if I didn't want to keep my pre-order...
They'll buy it from
they
you?
They would buy it from
they
me.
They say that now.
You think
that'll
change?
They're telling you that now.
You think it's a lie?
Yes.
Now, Nikki...
I've been through this with every console.
Do you think they would lie to me?
No, then what's going to actually happen is you're going to send it back or resell it. A year from now, when a game comes out that you actually want, then you'll rebuy the Switch again.
What are you talking about?
You're going to play with it for a while, and that's it.
Hey, you're living in a glass house over there. I just want you to know, that is a glass house, all right? It's on a foundation of a bunch of old Apple products. So come on.
So I can speak from experience. I know what's going to happen.
All right. Well, I'm going to go back to watching some of these Japanese Switch commercials. Thank you very much.
You do that.
It's the worst of the riot because calling it the best of the riot would be a lie. Radio U.
Oh, boy. Was it yesterday? No. Yes, it was yesterday. We were talking about that Popeye's chicken lawsuit about the flesh-eating maggots.
No, was it? What do they call them? The
type hookworms?
No, it's a type of worm.
Flesh-eating worms?
Screw something.
Screw worms.
Screw worms, because I kept wanting to call them the screw tape once.
Good one, Nikki.
Yes, I know.
The screw worms.
Yeah.
Man, all the details. So yeah, the screw worms, and there was a lawsuit. Short story, woman says that she got screw worms from a Popeye's chicken knew about it.
I think from like the rice and beans or something.
Uh-huh. To the Popeyes, she's alleging that Popeyes knew about it. She's suing them for like $1 million because the rice hatched maggots in her small intestines that began eating her from the inside out. And boy, it was a heck of a list of things she was suing for. Seemed like there should have been more, if you want to know the truth. But here's some news. It looks like Burger King and Tim Hortons are both taking a look at old Popeyes. See if maybe we could have a Burger King Popeyes merger.
Oh, really?
Or maybe a Tim Hortons Popeyes merger.
Oh, so kind of like when you get to like a Taco Bell and a Pizza Hut or Taco Bell and a Long John's or something where like there's the combo places.
Well, I mean, you could end up with that, but it's basically they're looking to buy them.
They're looking to buy Popeyes?
Burger King or Tim Hortons. Maybe get themselves a Popeyes chicken. And I don't mean a combo. I mean the company.
The whole company.
Yeah. So I got to tell you, here's what I don't want. So Burger King buys the place and they class the joint up.
Does that? Does that really?
Maybe.
Kind of.
Well, you know, Nikki, Burger King's royalty. Popeyes just a sailor.
You're right.
So.
And who knows what Tim Hortons is?
Well, Tim Hortons, if they gave you
screw worm,
they'd say they were Surrey.
Sure.
So at least there's that, right? So I'm just saying I don't want to see any cross-contamination. Burger King, which I can always go to for the cleanest and finest of service.
Wink, wink.
I don't like the idea of screw worm all of a sudden showing up in my Whopper.
I'm sure, though, there's stuff in every of those places that you just talked about.
Not Tim Hortons.
There's different types of worm, things that we don't even know about that you assume are being cooked out on the grill.
You probably ate it.
But it's all there.
Don't say that.
Which is why we got to get back down to the heart of it, is we got to stop eating.
Like the heart worm?
Oh, yeah, we read this article. They were saying how in beef at fast food places, there's almost always heart.
You're always eating some cow heart in your Burger King.
That's the organs that are just used with all the beef, and that it's okay to do that. It's not like that's against FDA rules or something. Yeah. It's almost always heart meat in there.
I just want you to know, if you fast forward, maybe not as far as you think, Nikki and I are going to be like Howard Hughes. We're going to be living in some
Afraid to eat anything, can't
eat anything.
And it's from these articles where we read where people found out what they were eating.
Mm-hmm.
We could be a documentary on our like quest to not eat that stuff anymore.
Well, part of the problem, then we're going to find out like, oh, we're all from the earth, so we're all from okay, and just eat, eat, eat. No, I don't want to know.
It's also hard to eat organic because that has a lot of worms in it, too. And they're okay with that on that side.
Well, yeah, because worms, they're organic, too.
So you could expect some contamination.
I want food that's grown in a lab. That
seems safest, doesn't it?
I know it's safe. Sure it is. Okay. Well, it looks like Burger King or Tim Hortons
might buy out Popeyes.
Go hang out at the docks and get themselves a sailor. So, what?
Nothing.
Don't want to talk to the riot? We completely understand. Text instead. 877-2-RADIO-U.
I hope you guys had a good Valentine's Day yesterday. Nikki, did you feel good about your day?
I did. We made pizzas yesterday.
Were they heart-shaped pizzas?
Well, I was going to, but then when I went to the store, I was like, oh, look, these round ones are already
They're pre-made.
So I started to make them, and then I'm the type of person, I like pizzas. I don't really care for marinara, like pizza sauce too much.
Really?
I sometimes like an Alfredo sauce.
Perhaps
or nothing.
You haven't gotten the right one.
Eric always just says that I like just breadsticks, and I'm
actually
just
that's fairly accurate.
Breadsticks, yeah. So I made both pizzas, and I forgot the pizza sauce under the cheese.
Well, I guess you could just dip.
Well, I was also putting on my Instagram story, so Eric felt like my attention was more towards that.
Really?
Than in real life.
That's weird.
So I had to take the pepperonis off, and then I took the cheese off of each one, put down the pizza sauce, and then rebuilt them.
So the major concern here, and I don't think I'm wrong when I say this, was not that you guys enjoyed Valentine's Day together, but that people thought you enjoyed Valentine's Day together.
Oh, no, not even that. No, I just was, you know, I just made a mistake.
Did it all for the likes?
No, like, not at
can
all.
Can I get a heart on this? Okay. Not Eric's heart. Could you guys hit the heart button?
That's not in story, so no, I wasn't going for that.
You're right. You're right. But did you get a good photo, though?
Well, I feel like I got something.
Feel good about it?
Yeah.
Did Eric take it?
No, I did. I did my own story.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, okay, I took a picture earlier in the day of what he gave me. He took that, but I did the pizza stuff. So,
okay. Yeah. Did you have him bring in a light kit, or was it just...
No. It's just all natural there.
How many times did you have to rearrange it to where
For the pizza stuff?
No. I mean for the photo that you got the light just the way you wanted it.
No.
Yeah, you did.
No.
Yeah, you did.
I don't know which one you're talking about. Are you talking about the picture that I posted for Valentine's Day or the Instagram story?
No, the picture that you posted.
That he did. I don't know how he did it.
You don't know how much work went into that.
Did
he take it down into his studio and...
You know, everybody always wishes, all right? You wish.
Just right.
We all had a little portable light kit for optimal lighting for all of our social media posts.
I mean, I don't personally wish that, but I see that you
do. But you're happy when you have it because you look better, OB. Got it?
Oh, I saw a picture that we actually, you know, you took me here. I wasn't going to go there, but I saw this picture that we sent out a couple years ago as a Valentine's Day picture.
Yeah.
And there's this picture of Nikki that looks like a selfie, but Eric took it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just looked at that and I thought, oh yeah, right. I wonder how many stage photos are taking place right now.
That's every good relationship.
It's stage photos.
Every relationship.
That's good.
Has that. And yesterday was the best day to do that.
Really, relationships are about, you know, how do you guys work together in a production setting?
Can you guys, if you meet someone who can take a great picture of you, then I think you've met the someone.
The someone.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but you got to be willing, you know, can you switch off? Who's talent? Who's director? Who's producer? And then every once in a while, you want to bring a friend in and they're going to be, you know, like craft services and, you know, line producers
like
providing a set dressing and things.
But there's plenty of, you know, like BuzzFeed lists you can go online and see of like for every Instagram picture, there's the person behind it taking it and seeing who that special someone is.
And I, you know, in this case, we know it's Eric.
Mm-hmm.
The pizza sounded nice, though.
Yeah, it was good. I was happy with it.
Let's see. For me, Valentine's Day consisted of a candy heart, and I ended up watching half of a movie in 4K.
Ooh.
Think of all those lines of resolution.
Well, you had a good time too, right?
Seemed to be fine to me. You know, I should have taken a picture of myself with the stuff, but I didn't.
Missed out on it. That's your fault.
Yeah. You know what? It is my fault. So I am thinking about, though, like just hiring somebody part-time to help me. Like nothing too expensive, but just somebody. I thought maybe just get an intern. Do you think? Like,
bring
just go
in
around the camera and stuff and just start documenting things a little better.
Okay. Keep teasing.
I don't know. Teasing about what?
The Riot. The Riot.
All right, pace yourself because you're going to have to do this all day for very little money.
Radio U.
Nikki, you want to sit down and talk Batman rumors?
Love to.
Wouldn't you love to talk about it?
Yes.
I mean, have you seen the rumor floating around that Ben Affleck is trying to get out of being Batman?
Oh, totally?
Yeah, that he doesn't actually want to play the character.
I wondered because for the next one, he was supposed to direct it, and then he's not directing it. No, he's not doing that anymore.
He's going to star in
it. If that happened to me, I might develop the attitude, well, then fine. I don't want to even be Batman.
No. I get the feeling he didn't want to direct it.
Oh, really? I thought would have wanted to do that.
No. I'm pretty sure he didn't want to. In fact, the big chat is this, that Ben Affleck doesn't want to be Batman anymore. He was so distraught over how poorly Batman v Superman was received critically.
He's just done with it.
That he doesn't want to mess with it. And I saw some people building a case for this, including clips of, what was that movie he put out in January? Actually, it came out in December, but like got wide release in January, like his gangster movie.
Ben Affleck?
Whatever. Yes. He directed that, and there were people asking him about Batman, and he was barely able to control himself. He's like, I spent two years making this movie, and all people want to talk about is Batman.
Ben Affleck has that problem, I think.
You think he does?
He gets a little emotional, a little angry.
Well,
like I think Batman would be in real life.
You think so?
Yeah.
So you say he's not acting, he's just channeling
his personality flaws or just whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from, Nikki. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, speak freely. You're among friends. What else have you got?
What else do you
see in Ben Affleck when it relates to Batman?
You know, I haven't seen a lot of movies with him in it. Batman.
We're back to Armageddon again. You mentioned it earlier.
Oh yes, he was in Armageddon.
He was in Armageddon as well.
Well, I think he just should relax a little bit.
Okay, just take it easy.
I wasn't watching all of his stuff anyway, so I think he should relax. He seems to just get very angry very quickly.
Well,
like you wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Oh, so you think he could also be Incredible Hulk?
Something like that.
Okay. Well, the rumor is that he is trying to get out of his contract and that most likely he will have to star in The Batman.
And but then he would be done?
Yeah, so we've seen him in Justice League, then he'll do a solo Batman film, and the rumor is that you won't see Batman.
Well, then comes the rumors
as Batman anymore.
Of who would be the next Batman. Then we can start trying to figure that out.
Yes, Eric, I see your hand.
You know how we have that liner that's like, I'm not going to work here unless I'm constantly praised?
Yes.
Maybe we need to just really gush.
Oh, gush
over
on
these
that.
Next
yes.
two movies.
Sure.
And then he'll be ready.
And then that will change his heart.
That, okay. that could actually be very
true. We just
true.
Need to, he was so amazing in Batman.
Hey, you know what?
I think you need to acknowledge all his other movies, too. I think that's what he's wanting.
The so like, Town?
Yes, but like, you're just amazing in everything that you do.
Argo?
Yes.
Hollywoodland?
And that's all I'm remembering.
He needs more Ben affirmation.
That's exactly what he needs. That's what he needs.
Oh, that's a
Hey,
shame.
You know what? I thought he was a great Batman in Batman v Superman. In
yeah,
fact,
but...
he was what made that movie
He's
Almost
so moody.
Work.
Yes.
But remember, Nikki, this is a Batman that's in a bad place.
Sure.
He's in a bad place.
True.
So, I mean, like, you know, the idea is that now that Superman has died, he's going to be in a good place now.
Okay.
Because Martha.
And, you know, you'd have to give us some time. I'm not ready to answer who would be another person that'd be better to be Batman.
You know, Nikki, I just watched Man of Steel like a week and a half ago.
Yeah.
So what do you say this Friday night? You and Eric just come over. We'll make some popcorn.
I'm sorry. I don't hear your microphone's not working.
And
what? I see your lips moving.
We'll redo Batman v Superman with, and I'll tell you what, here's going to be our goal as we watch it. We're going to look for things we can... Ben affirm Ben on.
Yes, and then everybody tweets him.
Yeah.
Some affirmation.
We're going to look for, I mean, we're going to see things we're not going to like, but we're going to look for things. Mm. We're going to look for the positive.
Okay.
That's what we're going to do.
All right.
We're going to bring this guy back from the brink.
He can do it.
That's what
he
needs.
Maybe he won't to leave the franchise.
Or maybe he should, though. Like, we don't know. We got to find out. So, Nikki, if you guys just want to pick up some notepads.
About what?
And pick up some snacks.
Sure.
I like people to bring a 2-liter when
I
they come over.
I can take Friday off? Okay, great. Thank you.
2-liter over. We'll,
yeah. I'm taking Friday off.
Well, I think a day
I'll
off
see
is
you later,
saving
then.
The franchise. It's a good idea.
You work on that.
The Riot is the radio equivalent of Taco Bell meat. Radio U.
Hey, did you hear the one about how Taco Bell brings in the riffraff?
This article was great. I mean, they don't even have forks at Taco Bell, so what are we doing?
All right, Alexandria, Virginia. Taco Bell feels like that's a community that is ripe for the picking. They need a franchise.
Yeah.
They need a franchise.
Which I guess it's been a while since I've been to a town where there wasn't, you know, like already a Taco Bell.
Well, that means that we only go to the nicest of places. Only the classy joints.
Something large enough town-wise, but they were proposing to put a Taco Bell in, and if you propose as like a restaurant or anything that you want to put into a town, you have to usually get approval from county law. That's
county
what it's
law!
But you have to get approval, and then they can go ahead and build it.
Yeah, and so lo and behold... Taco Bell has abandoned their plans.
It's not even like they got as far to get approval. They got so tired of all of it that they decided they're not going to build in that location.
They say some of the complaints have to do with the fact that Taco Bell is open all night.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, it brings in the late night riffraff.
So townspeople, a group of them got together and they started complaining. Mostly about, they say, it's open super late.
Right.
Through the drive-thru.
So like after 8.
And then someone else was complaining that they had gone to another Taco Bell where there was no one helping a line of people, and they didn't even have forks. So they were saying that Taco Bell seemed to be mismanaged.
Yeah, I don't eat at places where they don't give... It, like, I don't even want plasticware.
You don't even want that?
Don't give me disposable.
They kept complaining and complaining and complaining, and Taco Bell was like, no way. So we're out.
Just finally done with.
And who loses then?
Well, anybody that goes to Taco Bell automatically loses.
But in the other way of like, now you can't even experience that loss.
I see. So you're saying my inability to experience loss is a loss in itself.
Sure.
That's deep. Like, I'm going to have to think about that.
Just
but
chew on that the
I'm
going
to have a lot of time in the bathroom after I go to Taco Bell.
No, because you can't
think.
Go now. Well,
can't.
Oh, man.
What are you saying? Can we use some different language? Could you choose your words a little more specifically? Because after Taco Bell, I can definitely.
I should not say that phrase. Okay. You cannot eat at that establishment
right.
in that area because you're not getting one.
That's fine. Honestly. Anytime your town stands up and says no to Taco Bell, they've said yes to a healthy digestive tract.
I feel
and
like,
that's kind of cool.
Well, I feel like I would hate to live in that town because, man, it seems like there's some people that are nagging.
They're a bunch of squares.
Yes. A Like, you can't even have that.
They probably don't even let you have a high school dance.
All that stuff.
They've got nothing fun happening there.
Way to go, Taco Bell, for just being like, you know what? We're not going to.
Screw it. It's Taco Tuesday at the country club. That's where I'm getting mine.
The worst of the riot is over, but the fun can keep going.
I saw you checking out my goods.
Check the Riot blog or stalk us on social media.
You want to sample them? A little try before you buy, huh?
Through riot.radiou.com.
Well, Nikki's the one that gets to make all the boat calls around here.